Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
This app is kind of, in a way, anti-social media because we're bringing people together through common interests. Essentially, dating apps are for dating, Facebook's great for the friends you already have, and Twitter's for people who don't have anybody to text. So we wanted to create this really great, amazing platform for which those new organic mutual connections could be made and facilitated, overall increasing mental health. I guess our end goal is to get you off the app, right?
Right.
You know, have you put the phone down and start making these platonic relationships, which are so important.
Hello and welcome. This is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share some cool stuff with you today. The voice you just heard was Nathan Lipinski. He is the founder of the anti-loneliness app or non-dating app called Platonic or Plat. He's right here in Duluth, Minnesota. You know how sometimes you're wanting to go to that movie that none of your friends want to go see and you just don't really want to go alone? Or maybe you're visiting the Twin Cities and you want to go contra dancing for the first time, but again, you don't really want to go alone. So this is a really interesting niche. You're visiting a city, move to a new city. Nate's going to tell you all about the inspiration for the app, how easily it works, and how it's going to help you hone in on finding those people who are doing the things that you are looking to do. And I think this is really cool. When they were doing their research, they were discovering that there was kind of this difference in what, you know, some of the age ranges we're looking at. And so they're actually developing, and he's going to talk about this, a second app that's going to come on the heels of Platonic. It's called Silverware, and it's kind of for people, 35, 40, around there and older. And you can certainly choose whichever app you want to be on. Certainly, as you'll hear Nate talk about, there is that encouragement to be able to cross kind of cultures of age and beyond. But Silverware takes into consideration some of the things that they found and the desires that people had of those various age ranges. So it sounds like it's going to be a very cool thing. A few things before we dive in today. First of all, I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're new or one of the regular listeners, thank you so much. You can check out other episodes of the podcast. If you are new, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can look at wellnessrenpodcast.com to get a view into all of the other guests and topics we've covered. You can sign up for the email list. I highly encourage you to do that. That way you just get an email whenever we put out a podcast once a week and you get to know what's going on and who's on it and then get all the notes and all that fun stuff. And if you know anyone who would enjoy an episode or the podcast in general, please do pass it along to them via email or the Facebook post. Please know that it really is your sharing that helps the podcast grow and the information to find its people, wherever they might be. And I want to thank Sarah for being one of our newest Patreon subscribers and supporters, part of the Wellness Renaissance Podcast Patreon community. And if you're not familiar with Patreon, one of the ways that I've most easily heard it described is kind of like NPR. It's a way to support the podcast. It supports the costs that it takes to do the podcasts and helps us keep it going. I am on my own and independent in doing this process. So I sincerely appreciate your support. You can be part of the Patreon community for as little as a dollar a month. There are various levels that get you various things and some exclusive content as well. So thank you. That financial support means a lot. The emotional support that goes along with it is huge. And if you were at the podcast party, you might have been aware of this, but one of the things that we're focusing a little more on is advertising on the podcast in efforts to support the work that we're doing. So today is the day. We have our inaugural advertisement coming up. And I know some people feel that, you know, ads are a little bit intrusive, for lack of a better word. And I totally get it. But if you listen to podcasts, you know, this is kind of the way it rolls. And I am happy if we have enough Patreon supporters and I don't need advertisement, I am totally down with that. But we are not there yet. So We will do our best to have the commercials be fun and informative and interesting. And, of course, in the integrity of the podcast.
Are you wishing you had more sacred guidance in your life or a certain clarity around difficult situations you're finding yourself in? Which way to go? What path is the highest one for you to take? I want to invite you to consider the idea that a spirit animal might be really useful to you and really helpful for you. My name is Sarah Seidelman, and I'm a physician and a shamanic healer, and I have found connecting with the spirit animal one of the most powerful, joyful experiences of my life, and I continue to visit almost daily with my spirit animal, Alice, who is an elephant. And I want to invite you to have an opportunity to connect with your spirit animal, because I think if we all connect with our spirit animals, the world will be a much more beautiful, joyful, and passion-filled place. And if you're curious to do so, please go to my website, followyourfeelgood.com. And there you can enter your name and email in the box, and you will get immediate access to a guided shamanic journey where I help introduce you to your, what I like to call your core beastie, or the spirit animal that's here to guide you and help you. Thanks for listening. And the website again is followyourfeelgood.com.
If you'd like to hear a little bit more about or from Sarah Seidelman, you can check out episode 22, titled Interview with Sarah Bamford Seidelman, author of Swimming with Elephants. And of course, if you have your own message that you would like to be spread across Duluth and the land, don't hesitate to check out Patreon, one of the levels there. If you have any questions, you can certainly email me, get a hold of me through the Facebook page. I am pretty easy to find. All right, let's head on in and talk to Nate and hear about Plat, the Platonic app.
My name is Nathan Lipinski, and I am the founder of an anti-loneliness app called Platonic.
Anti-loneliness app. Yeah. Like that. That's... Are you the only anti-loneliness app? Others could be arguing that they're trying to do the same thing.
They're trying to do the same thing. Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting topic. There are, Bumble has, so there's other dating apps like Bumble and Tinder, and they're realizing that this is a market, but because they've just kind of commonly known as dating apps, their brand identity is getting in the way of them being successful in that market. And right. So we're coming in with this mission, like a streamlined friend-making experience that's kind of being birthed out of the notion of friendship.
Okay, right. So, like you say, if you go on some of the other apps, it's that, and I hear this, it's the concern of, is it really going to be dating? Or is it, you know, is that really what people are looking for? Are they going to turn it into something else?
Right.
And so you're creating a platform that is really, obviously it's called Platonic, right?
Right.
So it's pretty, the mission's pretty
and
straightforward.
And it's really cool,
there.
You know, Platonic goes back to Plato and kind of his ideology in creating and generating new ideas. And so kind of bringing like minds together, we're kind of doing the same thing.
Okay.
It's all wrapped in one package.
Nice. Let's talk about the app itself so people just understand what they're going to get when they go there.
You download Platonic from the App Store or Google Play Store, and you fill out a couple quick profile questions. So you come to the screen where you're faced with two buttons. They say active or social. And so you click what you would like to do. So say I want to be active today. I would click active, and I'm faced with four categories: workout, crafts and hobbies, outdoors, and sports. So let's say I want to go on a hike, you know, at Hartley Park with somebody. None of my friends are available. I would go into outdoors, and I'm prompted when I enter outdoors to enter a 15-character headline. This can say anything that you can fit within that constraint. So I would say hike at Hartley, and once I press enter, I'm entered into that category for 6 hours. So my profile is active. After that 6 hours hits, I'm thrown out of this queue of people who also entered headlines to get into the bin. So you can quickly see what others around you would like to do, and they can see what you would like to do. So it's really a real-time, streamlined friend-making experience. If you want to be social, we have four categories in that also. We have nightlife, games and film, sightseeing, and food and drink. So say you're traveling to a new city, you arrive late, and you kind of want to get a good experience of what the culture is like there. So you could go into our app, Platonic, click social, and say you want to try some cool Indian place. So you go into food and drink, you enter your headline of good Indian place, and press enter and see what others are wanting to do in that same category. So it's really, really a streamlined experience for the user with a really user, easy to use user experience. And I guess our end goal is to get you off the app, right? You know, have you put the phone down and start making these platonic relationships, which are so important to our whole mental health as a whole. If you think about it, realistically, if you have your whole health as like a pie and you break it up into three pieces, we have our mental health, our physical health, and our social health. Could arguably that spiritual would be in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you added spiritual, three out of the four pieces of pie are dealing with the interactions we have with people every day. And so if, you know, you can be physically healthy, but that's only 25% of your overall well-being.
Right.
And so we're kind of taking this issue of loneliness. A study done by Cigna, a big insurance company, reported that over 50% of people feel lonely. And I guess the definition of loneliness is feeling socially isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've all been in a situation where that's occurred. I don't think it's an uncommon occurrence.
Right.
But it can be, you know, it's that chronic where people aren't interacting with people for days and on end. And we're providing a really nice outlet for those people to potentially make those meaningful and long-lasting companionships with the people around them based off of common interests that they have.
Right. Well, and I think of how many people, you know, sometimes work at home.
Right.
So they're not connecting with coworkers, or, you know, or they just work in a place and they just haven't connected with anybody there, or just, you know,
It's really hard to meet people outside of your professional network. The only place I can really think of is like at a bar. And so other than that, it's really hard to make kind of those meaningful relationships, because even if you're at, you know, some networking event, a lot of your actual, you know, internal interests aren't coming out there. So it's hard for you to connect with people on that level,
right,
when it's not really the right environment. So we kind of are creating that environment and changing the culture around meeting people. I feel like this app is just a product of our time. It really hits the nail on the head as far as connecting people with like-minded individuals. And so we make it really easy for the user to feel comfortable. We found out that trust is one of the biggest pain points in the app. You need to trust. It's hard to trust people online because mm-hmm. there's so much identity issues that go along with that. And so what we did is we built this by using your other social media platforms that you attach to your profile. We can show people the mutual connections that they already have. So say I am in Platonic inside of Outdoors and I want to go on a hike at Hartley, and I see Bob, and there's a little one on the Facebook icon next to Bob, and I click on it and I see we both know Judy. Oh wow, every opportunity that we can get to break down the barriers holding people back is like what this app does. And so kind of busting through that vulnerable state and connecting people by providing them with the most comprehensive image of that person we can. This app is kind of, in a way, anti-social media, because we're bringing people together through common interest. Essentially, dating apps are for dating. Facebook's great for the friends you already have. And Twitter's for people who don't have anybody to text. So we wanted to create this really great, amazing platform for which those new organic mutual connections could be made and facilitated, overall increasing mental health, especially in, you know, rural parts of Minnesota. The chronic loneliness epidemic is taking a hold because people simply don't have access to resources where they can quickly connect with people.
Right.
And so chronic loneliness is directly related to an increase in mortality and morbidity. And so taking a primary stance at addressing that issue versus letting it go too far and people, you know, declining because the resources weren't available to them or they weren't informed.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking of, you know, like you say, you're trying to create something with using some of the other social media platforms where you're kind of vetting the person
and the commitment of time, like you say, going to a bar, committing the time to do that and sift through people to find somebody that you maybe do just want to go hang out with. You want to find a friend to hang out with and have a good friend, versus kind of sifting through the sort of, depending on the bar culture too, but is it, you know, are you, no, I don't want to date you. I just want to find, I want to find somebody to go to the baseball game with or whatever. You're coming with that understanding that you're both knowing, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm not looking for. And you don't have to explain it and you don't have to talk about it. You don't have to discuss it.
Right.
And you know that. So it has that, okay, platonic. It's written right there in the title. So we're all on the same page here, right?
Right.
So talk a little bit, because I can imagine somebody saying, well, that's great, but is that really what's going to happen? So talk about some of the stuff you have in place to kind of help that.
Yeah, so we're actually developing software that's automated intelligence for the app to be able to detect behavior to maintain our platonic mission of friendship. And so we're able to have lists of keywords that we can prevent people from sending to maintain that environment. There are apps for that. If you're interested in doing something like that, we encourage you to go to one of those outlets, but we're strictly friendship. Like we say, it's our chicken. You know, we don't do beef. We don't do pork. We do chicken, just chicken, and we do it damn good.
All chicken, all the time, and damn good chicken.
Teriyaki chicken, grilled chicken, Le Cordon Bleu without the bacon. You know,
barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken. Yeah, we do chicken. We do friendship. That's like what our app is about. And yeah, there's nothing like platonic that's like a mainstream app right now.
And categorically, like you say too, I'm just thinking if you want to go to Hartley, right? But you know, you could find a few people to go or whatever, but I'm thinking, okay, well, if we know 5 people on Facebook, you're probably not gonna.
Yeah, and like you can ask one of your friends like how they know that person. And just every opportunity for us to break down the barriers between people is our pain point, and that's exactly what problems that we aim to solve.
So I'm thinking of like distances. Like, so this is, like you said, it's pretty real time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything set up? So like if you know you're going to the Twin Cities or somewhere else this weekend, do you just wait till you get there, or is there something to kind of feed that forward?
Yeah, so we do have a variety of features for our premium model. It's $4.99 a month.
Okay.
And we call it exploring. You can go to other cities and kind of be there before being there. We also have an increased queue. So without the premium subscription, you get only 30 people.
Oh, okay.
And then you watch a video and you unlock more. But you don't, it's an ad-free version for the premium subscription. So yeah, it's really easy and effective to, you know, say you're going to New York City next week and you kind of want to like get your feet wet there before, you know, maybe you just strike up a conversation with a local who's on the app too and ask for some good advice on like, you know, where should I stay? Where should, just making those networks and us being able to provide that platform has been super rewarding.
So obviously there's a messenger, like once you get in and you're connected, yes, then you message them, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can actually request access to see their social media usernames. So if you want to, that's not shown right away. You click a little link and it will ask the user permission. Like, do you want to let them see your Snapchat handle or your Instagram handle? You can do that too.
Okay. Do you want to talk about any aspects of your experience in Europe? Of just what kind of brought this whole thing together?
Yeah, so the app idea came out of, while I was traveling in Europe, I actually studied in Poland for a couple months at the Center for Genetics and Biochemistry. And so there is an app called Grindr, which is for, essentially it's a gay hookup app. And it's all dependent on how you use it. And I used it personally as a tool to connect with local people like very quickly. And so a lot of the Europeans were very excited to meet a big group of Americans so they could practice their English. And so it really became this symbiotic relationship. Wherever I was, I was able to quickly connect with the culture in that country, and they were able to show us and give us a pretty comprehensive experience. And I found that they, like my student peers didn't have any outlet to do that with. And so we wanted to make something that everyone could use and quickly connect with people around them without all the unnecessary clutter.
Nice. I think that is really cool in the sense that, you know, when you go to another country, right, it's kind of sometimes, depending on how you go there, it can be hard to connect with people or just find a way to feel. But yeah, that sounds like such a great idea.
Yeah, in every profile, one of the requirements is you have to put your hometown. And so we try to give, like, the profiles are very short, but we give, like, opportunities for you to, like, ask a question. It's like, oh, how is it living in Virginia, Minnesota?
Right.
And so kind of setting up questions within the profile that you could ask to, like, make that first step for people.
Okay, that's cool. Do you, like, almost have suggested questions that you pop up
to? Yeah, so you can go, when you're in the messaging feature, we have, like, a list of questions that we pull their hometown name, and it's like, how's life in blank? And so you can quickly just click that, and it will shoot.
Oh, my God, that's a gift, because...
Yeah, thinking of something to say, right?
And just people struggling with that, and then kind of just, hey, how you doing? You know, that's the first thing. It's like, well, it's at least something a little more personal that you can ask. That's cool.
What it's like, if you start a conversation out with hey or hi, your personality probably represents a bottom shelf vodka, and I tend to lean towards Belvedere.
Right? Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, how do you respond to that? You know, hey.
Hi. Yeah.
Right? And another thing you have in the works is another app that fits a whole different demographic.
Yeah, so kind of in the research we were doing, we're finding that for younger people, this is probably up to 34. Age is a big prejudice in the people that they're willing to meet. And so Platonic is tending to that market. And once people hit about 35, age just becomes a lot less important for the interactions that you have. And so in order to gain that market share, we developed an app using a totally rebranded system of the software we already developed for ages 35 and up that they can quickly connect with people to and feel maybe more comfortable without, I mean, they can still use Platonic for sure. We just wanted to make sure people felt very comfortable with the demographic that they would be interacting with. And what came up in Silverware is that trust was one of the top concerns in our demographic. So how are we trusting people online? And by integrating all of these little things to verify somebody, whether that be sharing a friend, whether that be being a part of the same Facebook group, and maybe you're both part of MOPS at school, we think the best form of identification is kind of you self-verifying it. And so any way that we can provide you that opportunity is where we're looking at our pain points and attacking those problems from the front end.
And Silverware is the name of the app?
Yes.
Okay. Silverware. Somebody could be on both apps if they wanted
yes.
to be? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love gardening a ton, and it would have been really cool for me if I was able to meet, like, an older gardener in the area who we could talk tomatoes.
Right?
Right.
Talk tomatoes.
And so I think there's a lot of wisdom in that older age demographic that goes kind of unheard because there's, again, no or little outlet for people to receive it. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're a videographer and you want to meet up with a photographer and kind of just talk about your love and dedication and passion towards this mutual connection. And that's what we facilitate here at Platonic.
So this app is something anybody could use anywhere in the world, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be really interesting as we kind of attack different cultures. Because, I mean, I think we all know that people from New York are a lot different than people from LA.
Right.
And understanding and looking at all the data that we get and making sure that wherever we are, we're providing like a really comprehensive, comfortable experience and become a trusted mainstream brand for meeting people. It's like, oh, we met on Plat. Oh, that's really cool. It's like, oh, are you on Silverware?
Silverware feels a little weird at the age of 35, but I still like it.
It was originally like going to be marketed for people above 50, but anyone can use it.
Okay,
You pick if you're in between the age range.
Pick what you want to do and where you want to go.
Would you rather hang out with younger people or older people?
Right, and it's probably event specific too, right? Like, you know, if you're
looking for the hottest bar in town, I probably maybe Silverware isn't the best.
Right.
But I mean, there's probably a lot of older individuals that would really like to do that too.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, sometimes it's, I know when I was going to college, I was an older student and I wanted to find friends to go to go out dancing with. But it was kind of like, you know, I didn't even get invited, and I don't know how much of it was because I was older and how much was like, oh, you wouldn't want to do that stuff, you know? And it's like, now let's go, you know?
That's
but good. It's, yeah. And to be able to throw yourself out there to say, okay, who would want to do this? And you never know. Like, man, friends of any age can be, you know, really fun. And again, like you say, it's the different knowledge bases and the different experience
bases. The backgrounds of people.
Right.
The more people you meet, the more you realize, you know, how maybe stubborn you can be in your thought process, because people come from a totally different background.
Right.
With totally different values. And it's really interesting to kind of see.
Right. Well, my gosh. I mean, if you want to go to a play, but you don't want to go alone, well, if you choose somebody of a different age range, the different perspectives you walk away. You know, if you're the type of person, like, I like to go to a play or a movie, and I like to talk about it afterwards. If there's something to talk about, I want to talk about it. And sharing that with people of different age groups, sometimes you get a totally different perspective.
Oh my gosh, I totally didn't see it like
that. Right, right. It's so cool. So it's kind of allowing this sort of cross-connect and pollination with people that you might never meet because, well, that you have these things in common, but you don't know that you have those things in common or whatever. But it's a great place to start from.
Right.
Like you say, how many friendships are, you have something that you love to do in common, right? Like when we were in school, sometimes it's how we met people because we did something similar, which is how we want to meet somebody now. But it seems harder when you're older and out of school, that even if you do things, you know, to find those people that you have that deep connection with, and granted, you don't know meeting somebody if you're gonna have a deep connection or not, right? But it,
you have no idea, but we
opens the door,
we give you the tools,
right?
To
exactly
find it.
Exactly, more opportunity.
Yeah.
You'd mentioned like working with the symphony or working with other groups who have events coming up.
Yeah, so what we can do is within active and social, we have a locked bin. And that's kind of our sponsored area. So say there's a new Marvel movie coming out, or the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra is having one of their Saturday night events. They can purchase that space and try to encourage people to come out to the symphony in higher numbers. And so you have to think about like Tinder and Bumble inadvertently affected the restaurant and movie markets, because what do people do when they go on a date, right? They go typically, I mean, maybe a movie and then dinner. And so all of the, you know, museums, events, things that people will be able to promote on here to get an increased attendance will be super valuable for any community too. Yeah, it's coming along really well. We actually are working with, so I was out in New York City for a pitch competition, and I met this team out there who very similar to us in startup stage, and I actually hired them to do the iOS side, a platonic. And then I recruited 6 UMD students, and they're doing the Android side.
Okay.
So you have to think, when you're developing an app, you're actually developing two, because they're two different languages.
Right.
And so it's really been a great opportunity for these UMD students to kind of be coached through how, you know, the whole shebang of starting with just a concept and then actually delivering something to the app store. And so the networks and opportunities that this will bring them just alone is really exciting.
Right. Yeah, for sure. What a cool experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what these kids want to do.
Yeah. Well, it's something real and it's tangible. It's something I can imagine they can kind of sink their teeth in.
Yeah. And so it's been really rewarding to kind of be able to stand on the sideline and watch them bloom into really incredible people over this whole experience. And I'm excited to see what we do in the future.
Yeah. So talk about, like, your rollout dates. When is this available? And then it's as an app, so it's not something you do in the computer.
Yes.
Okay.
Right now it's only mobile. So yeah, Platonic is set to launch.
Hey, this is Judy popping in with some last minute updates from Nate about the app itself. So both Android and iPhone in the App Store, the app will be in the App Store the first week of August. So take a look for that. Currently, however, and this is kind of cool, you can still be part of the beta setup. So don't wait until it's in the iPhone or the App Store. You can go ahead and get it now. You can go to platonicpeople.com. And if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you will see where you can sign in for either the iPhone or the Android. And you will sign up, and they're going to, if you have an iPhone, they're going to send you a code that then you can download the app and be part of the beta version. And the Android, you will sign up and they will send you a link, and there will be instructions exactly how to go ahead and do that. So if you're listening to this after the first week of August, check out the iPhone App Store or Google Play. If you don't see it quite there yet, go to platonicpeople.com and get yourself set up on the beta version.
And then Silverware is set to come out in December of 2019.
Okay. So that one's a little farther behind.
So okay. It's been kind of really cool because there's four phases through the development, and we're in phase four for Platonic, and now we're starting back in phase one for Silverware.
Okay.
So we're just doing it again.
Okay. Oh, hey, you got a little practice under your belt this time, right?
It's always smoother the second time around for anything, and I have a really great team. I really appreciate them so much.
So with Silverware, is it going to be very much set up like Platonic, or is it going to be, are the categories going to be different?
Yeah, so the categories will be a little different. We are integrating, so you have to state on your profile three values.
Interesting.
So, like, you can get a pretty decent understanding of somebody just based off of some of their values. And so it gives you, like, a little bit of insight to this person. And so that's not on the Platonic app. It's just in Silverware.
Okay.
But kind of going back to the trust and safety thing, it's a complete package that you're a friend is. And so, you know, there may be some things you don't like, but, you know, it's very adventurous and spontaneous, and it can really lead to some great fun.
Well, thank you for doing this. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. This is cool. This is I think you're right. It is a brilliant idea, and I think it is a funny thing to me that we need an app like this to help us find friends, even at younger ages.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they're the worst ones hit.
That's the thing, you know, learning, hearing some of the things that I'm hearing about younger people and having, because of social media, we think we're so connected because we have access, but we have access. We don't have real connection. People don't know how to talk to each other. People don't know how to communicate with each other. And that is a challenge. So I think there is value in having, like, the Silverware app for, you know, 35 and above or whatever, because it's a different way of communicating, right? And so some people might be like, oh, okay, that's like, all right, those are people kind of like me, who are going to get me and how I want to communicate. But people do, you're right, they need help. We need introduction. We aren't, you know, I'm not great at meeting new people. If I have a reason to meet them and a reason to connect, I'm fine. But to walk up to new people and start a conversation is like, no way. Like, I'm just
really
not good
scary,
at that.
Yeah.
And my friends that I have made, like, my, you know, some of my closest friends in Duluth have been, you know, I met one at school and college, and one we were at a work conference, and we just happened to sit down at a table and found all these things in common, and poof, you know.
Yeah, and it's just crazy because I truly think that people can help, you know, just the emotional side of it can help you more than any drug can.
Well, and that's the thing. When we hear about how many people are really struggling with the loneliness piece and why that is, you know, there's so many different reasons. Well,
and loneliness is an equal opportunity offender. I saw it firsthand as a medical student, the impact that loneliness has on someone's well-being. And it is just, it's incredibly sad to see, especially when I only have 20 minutes with you.
Right.
You know, and so what ends up happening? I write you a prescription for an antidepressant. Well, you know, sad to say, but it's probably not going to fix your issues totally. And anytime you're taking a drug every day, it just gets a little tough.
Right.
And so, you know, that's attacking this, you know, tertiary problem that Platonic solves at an earlier state.
Yeah. And it's getting people
you a prescription for Platonic.
Right. Exactly. There you go. A little prescription for Platonic. And if people can find the courage because I think for some people it is going to take a little bit of courage, but I think...
Oh, for sure. It's very spontaneous and adventurous.
So people can run with that and kind of go, oh, I kind of want to go see that movie. Okay, well, I might as well just check, see if anybody else wants to do this.
Right.
You can do things that can be very much in public, you know, so if you still have concerns. But you can also be really straightforward and say, hey, you know, especially when you're not looking for a date, which sometimes feels like a job interview, right? You can kind of be straightforward and say, hey, I don't do a lot. I'm socially awkward, or I'm not comfortable, or whatever. So I'd love to go do this thing, but just know that I'm not great at starting conversations. You know, I just want to tell you that, but I really want to go with you. It makes it easier, I think, to bring up some of those quirky things because you're not trying to impress them to date them.
Right.
You're trying to make a friend, and it's a whole different opportunity there.
It's
so I think you really are filling a niche.
Yeah, it's really exciting stuff. I mean, super exciting.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to see what happens with it.
I don't know about you, but Nate kind of had me at try new Indian place. Although, if I don't ask some of my friends if they wanted to try the new Indian place first, I would probably get in trouble. So I probably won't go to the app for that. Unless, of course, I'm in a different city, don't have any friends around. That being said, if you are not familiar with Indian food and you want to try it, but none of your friends do, what a cool thing to put out there. Your headline could be, I've never had Indian food. Would you like to navigate me through the menu? And poof, there you go. That's a win. I would take you up on that. I'm really interested to see where this app goes and how people use it because, you know, Nate mentioned that in the study that he was talking about that more than 50% of people experience loneliness. And I was looking at another study that was more towards 75%. And it depends on how we define loneliness, right? There's the chronic loneliness that Nate talked about, and there's the loneliness of being in a full room of people, but still not feeling connected. And then we live in this age of social media, which, to quote Pitbull, who I saw in concert a week or so ago, said to everybody, you're so connected, you're disconnected, direct quote. And I'd like to also point out, Pitbull is 38 years old, so you might find him on the Silverware app. And being a celebrity, whole another level of loneliness that we won't get into. I do appreciate that Nate and his team are, you know, taking all these connections that we have and kind of pulling them all together in this situation to maximize them to create that comfort or conversation starter. I suppose that could work against you if you're trying to find a friend to go LARPing with or learn how to knit from and you're not really willing to share that with your friends. But I don't know, maybe you can turn that feature off. Good question for Nate in the comments down below. Like I said, I'm excited to see where this goes. I think with its transparency and its intention, I think it has great potential to fulfill a need that is definitely out there. And just a reminder, if you want to check out the app after the first week of August, you should be able to find it in the iTunes App Store or in the Google Play Store. If it's before that or you don't see it there, go to platonicpeople.com. And when you go there on your phone, you will see the Android or the iPhone version, and you can sign up there. Thank you so much for listening. We've got some great guests coming up. We're going to have in the next few weeks a conversation about sickness narratives, and we're going to have Dr. John Herbert as a guest from Northland Applied Kinesiology, and a bunch of other good stuff coming in the future. So just a little bit of a sneak peek. Until next time, take good care, and may you continue to find pieces that fit beautifully into your health and wellness puzzle. Bye-bye.